friends, and welcome to the Daily Podcast, a daily tradition unlike any other, aside from literally hundreds of other radio stations, thousands even, who do the exact same thing. Dave Gibson here, your host for the next, well, however long they decide to keep me, probably determined by how long John DiBella decides to stay in the radio profession. But regardless, I want to welcome all our friends online to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. All right, enough of the silliness. Can you tell I'm excited? It's Masters Thursday. Happy, happy, happy Masters Week to all the golfers out there. But for the other 90% of our audience, let's get back to business. It's the Daily Podcast. Of course, we talk the biggest golf tournament of the year, a poop train, John Crux rain delay activities, Mullet Monday chugged along, we need your pictures, we went to the phones today for Safe or Sacked, and we shared our most recent shower thoughts. Hope you guys dig it. Go Tiger! It's a Daily Podcast!
Temperature will get up to about 47 degrees. This could be the best day of the weekend, like you two care.
Yep.
Like you two
best
care.
Best day of the week.
Like you two care
of the year.
For the next 3 days
right.
Of what the weather is going to be like outside.
Don't matter.
I cannot believe that the two of you will haul up in your houses this weekend just watching golf.
Just start reading the Augusta forecast, please, for the rest of the week. Okay. That's all that matters. All
right. Looks like it's going to be nice. The weather looks nice. Course looks beautiful.
It does.
Right? You know, I watch every year for gardening tips, right? But other than that, you two, I mean, and that, although I will say, you two have me up on golf more than I have ever been in my life.
The amount of golf breaks I have saved in our R drive on our computer from this year is astounding.
There you go, Dave. 69, 79, 72 in rain, 65 in clouds.
Look at that, man. Okay. That is just wonderful. Yeah.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
I've got a story here this morning. As we speak, there are 10 million pounds of crap stinking up a tiny town in Parrish, Alabama.
Okay.
All right.
Dinosaurs and, come and back?
I'm talking about literal. I'm talking poo here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is what's even worse. It's not even the locals' citizens' poo.
Oh, boy.
Right? Oh, yeah. It's shipped in poo. It seems that there's a waste facility. Waste facilities in New York and New Jersey have been shipping their fecal matter to a landfill in Adamsville, Alabama.
That's disgusting.
Right? And a neighboring town filed an injunction of the freight cars going there, right? So they found this Parrish, Alabama town that didn't have any rules about it, so it's sitting there.
It's a poop train?
It's a poop train. People all the world ride the poop train.
Don't do it, just run. Right? Thomas the septic tank engine.
But because they were already in transit, they couldn't stop it from coming there, right? So it is sitting there. Now, here's the worst part, right? It's been sitting there for 2 months now.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
Ooh. Yes, it is. Let's put it this way. This home in Alabama ain't sweet.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. As long as you brought up John Crux.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you who were trying to watch the Phillies game yesterday, and for those of you who watched it and were still trying to watch, it was only on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which
so dumb.
It's really stupid as all hell.
What are you doing?
Unless Facebook's paying Major League Baseball a ton of money.
Right. Well, you know,
which I'm sure they are.
Which they are.
They want to get to the youth of America.
Yes.
Which raises the question, why are they on Facebook?
Right. Put it on Snapchat. Snapchat.
Let's go. Exactly.
Get with it.
All right. But it seems that during the game, there was a rain delay. Mm-hmm. Right. So we didn't, none of us watched it on Facebook yesterday. So we didn't get to hear this interaction between all of the guys and John Crux, where they're asking him about what he did when there was a rain delay.
John Crux.
Well, I know we're not censored here, but I can't tell you what I did during rain delay.
Wow, it was that?
Oh, I'll tell you after the game's over. I can't mention it now. But let's put it this way. I wasn't watching any video of any pitcher.
No.
Really?
Yeah. He was watching video, but it wasn't a picture.
To this day, he gets turned on when it starts raining.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Breakfast with the Beatles being brought to us by Kitchen Saver. There's a smarter way to remodel your kitchen. For the best offers, go to kitchensaver.com/radio. Tomorrow Never Knows is the closing track from Revolver, but in reality, it was actually the very first track that the Beatles recorded. And in doing so, they did things on that song that wouldn't be done in recording for the next 4 to 5 decades. Wow. I mean, that's how far ahead they were. If you know the song, there are all of these sounds that happen. I mean, they're all tape loops. There are 6 different tape loops that get done in Tomorrow Never Knows. There's that, I got to roll over here, get near a computer. There's that that seagull sound. You know that seagull sound?
Right.
It's not seagulls. That's actually Paul McCartney laughing.
Get out.
Yeah. What they do is they flip it and they change the speed and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
You also had you had this sound that you might recognize. That's just a guitar riff. Right, that's just a guitar riff played backwards, man. And and again, just looped over and over again.
Cool.
This is the earliest version of sampling. Right, Paul McCartney actually took a B flat note being played by an orchestra and put it, and it's just looping over and over again. All right, the interesting thing about this song is all of the loops. There were 6 different loops in total, and all of the loops were being played by George Martin and their engineer Jeff Emmerich.
Right,
the band is playing the song. So this isn't really a mixed song. This is a recording of a live performance. So because once they started doing it, there was no stopping.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Cindy, we started talking about this yesterday, how the mullet is coming back into fashion. Something that the both of us sported. When you sported it, even then you had more hair than me. Right?
True.
And that was the wild thing about the mullet. It wasn't a guy thing. It was men, women, children, everybody had it.
Oh, it's cultural.
You put mullet in Google and bring up pictures, it goes on for days. It just goes on for days. And we've all had them and we'd like to see them. As a matter of fact, because starting Monday.
It's just another mullet Monday. Like a bad hair day. Today I'd say no way. It was fun back in the day. It's just another mullet Monday.
That was just for you, Sin.
Oh, thank you.
So we want to see your mullets. Come on, dig them up. Go to our Facebook page. You can post it there. You can post it to WMGK.com. Just send them on in. I realize you're probably driving to work right now. Maybe you're going to forget about the later on today. Check out the JDB Show Facebook page. Check out WMGK.com and send us your mullet. Because what we want to do, we're going to make a few Mullet Mondays. We're going to give you prominence from your days gone by on our Facebook page, the station's Facebook page, the website. We'll have all of our Mullet Monday people posted up there. It's your chance at limited online fame. But just send them on into us. All of the explanation is on our Facebook page.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So we got into a conversation yesterday. And I have to say, through my entire career, I have never been fired. My contract wasn't renewed, but I've never been fired, right? No one ever came in and said, oh, that's it, you're out of here.
Right, here's the box. Right.
So we were talking about this yesterday, and then Steve tells us a story about something that happened to him. Now tell folks what happened.
I was working at our sister station, the Fanatic, the sports station,
right,
and that the producer studio and the host studio are separate.
Okay.
For some reason, because it's separated by glass. I run the board back there, whatever. The producer studio was the only studio in the entire company that you were not allowed to eat in. That was a rule by the old program director.
Right.
Who has been fired.
Yes, he does not work.
Not because of this, but
I was just eating a sandwich in the producer studio after working an 8-hour shift.
Okay.
And he was in two studios away in like a little production studio in the dark, because he's a weirdo, and saw me eating a sandwich in the studio.
All right. And for this, you were fired?
I was not fired. I was in trouble.
You were in trouble.
Reprimanded.
Yes, I was reprimanded.
Yes. But you weren't fired.
I got the email that said, Steve, I saw you eating a sandwich in the producer studio. Come see me. Or we need to sit down and talk. And then,
So this morning we figured this way you get to challenge us for once, all right? And I'll tell you what, if we're wrong, right, we'll give you a Booyakasha t-shirt. All right.
Okay.
Call us, tell us your work story, and we will try to figure out if you kept your job or if you were fired. All right. So were you safe or sacked? All right,
nice.
So 215-263-WMGK, whatever happened to you at work, did you get fired for it? We'll try to figure that out, all right? We just want to see what you got reprimanded for and if it ended up with dismissal right here. 215-263-WMGK, the number to call. Speaking of participation this morning, all right, Steve told us a story yesterday about how you were suspended. You were suspended from your job for eating a sandwich in a studio.
Correct.
Okay.
The only studio in the company.
Studio, and this is, and we have to admit, this is our company. Right. We had different owners then, though.
Wasn't a company rule. Program director rule.
Program director rule. Yeah. And Steve was caught eating a sandwich after an 8-hour shift. You do it in the studio for 8 hours.
And I'm like sure you weren't over the board, were you?
No, probably
and
even corner. If I was, I knew how to use the dude didn't know how to use the board.
Right.
I did.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of this studio.
You want to live the life dangerously like that, you hire Pierre.
So
the question at hand is, did you do something at work, right, that could have got you fired, or did you end up safe from that job, or were you sacked? We're going to try to determine that, because after all, keep your mind on your work.
I got to get to work, 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 work. Never mind what you mind, keep your mind on your work. Work, 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 work.
Right, Rob. So what did you do for a living and what did you do?
Well, I was an import coordinator. And I had this really important shipment trying to get off the pier. Otherwise, there's going to be lots of fines.
Okay.
So my supervisor, who's trying to show off in front of one of her colleagues about how great my manual of procedure is, she starts asking me a whole bunch of questions. And I'm like, hey, Carolyn, can you hold off? And she goes, no, this is important. And I basically lay into her. I tell her to F off. This is important. Just get out of my face.
I say Rob doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, sackage.
Sure you're gone. You get fired?
No, actually, I got a $10,000 a year raise for getting that shipment off the pier.
Oh, yes. There is a t-shirt winner, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, dude. Okay, Carrie, what did you do for a living? Tell us what happened, and we'll try to figure out if you got fired.
I'm an assistant principal.
Safe.
And so a student pulled the fire alarm, and I did not evacuate the building.
She was reprimanded. She wasn't fired.
Yeah, you work in public education. There's no way you got fired.
You are correct.
No t-shirt for you. But at least you still have
okay, thank you.
But at least you still have a job. Dan, what about yourself?
I do insurance for a living, and I used to work the night shift. As any young individual would do starting out, if I felt there was a lack of authority, I would, maybe skip out a little early. And after enough times, it was caught, addressed, and basically I was told not to do it again. And one evening, I disappeared away from my desk for a little bit to go to the bathroom. It was discovered, and then an email was sent to myself, my manager, and our vice president, basically advising that I was away from my desk, I was told not to do it again, and a meeting needed to be held the next day.
Did you have the meeting?
Yep.
Safe. I'm saying safe.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah,
safe.
You still have it.
Safe.
You guys are right.
Okay.
All right.
That's another one for us.
We're getting better.
We're doing good.
Guys, we're like bloodhounds when it comes to sniffing out if people are safe or sacked.
Okay, Kyle, what did you do for a living and what did you do?
About 2 years ago, I was a sandwich maker at a Subway.
Uh-huh.
And the owners had a very strict rule against length of boys' hair.
Okay.
So one day, the owner calls up the restaurant and tells me to turn around. And I was like, okay, where is she? She was looking at me through the cameras of the store at my hair, which was a little too long for her.
I'm going with fired. He got sacked. only because if this woman was using the video cameras from a remote location, she's really a psycho.
That's creepier than Jared.
I'll go fire it also.
Okay, what do you say?
Sacked.
All right, you were sacked, were you?
Yes, I was. She basically said...
We're doing great. Okay, Carl, what do you do for a living? What did you do?
Well, I'm a cardiovascular technologist. I do mobile.
You were fired.
At the time, I was doing mobile ultrasounds.
Okay.
And I was up in the Quakertown area. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I had a rip-roaring headache. Just wanted to go home. End of the day. Well, my dispatcher tells me I have to go to South Jersey, which is a good hour and a half drive from where
Ooh,
I was.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I was kind of upset, not feeling well. And the next thing I know, the C word comes out of my mouth.
Uh-oh.
And I did apologize right away.
That doesn't matter.
Was a friend of mine.
Sacked.
Fired.
Yep. Gone.
Gone. All right. You still got your job? Still have the job?
I got a 1 week suspension. I was back working again.
Wow.
All right. You get half a t-shirt. IMGK.
Yeah.
You called me, dude. You have to start the conversation. Those are the rules of telephone.
No problem, man. This happened about 40 years ago. I was at work, and I got caught having sex with a co-worker in the bathroom by my boss. And at that time, the boss was a female. And instead of getting fired, she actually asked if she could join in.
Oh, my God.
Good God. You, sir, are
a
hero.
We didn't want to take any more. We didn't want to take any more phone calls, but it seems that Eric, our intern, had the sense of put you on hold. I can only imagine how proud Cindy is to come in right now.
There you go.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
Is it so?
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
You still got some time to get in on this. If it's those thoughts that come to mind that you never bring up to other people. Right, and you know, you're standing in the shower and you get this thought, and you're like, I wonder why.
They're strokes of genius.
Yeah, they are strokes of genius. Right, so we've got a bunch of them that have just come in from our listeners, and let's get the shower going here. Anytime the shower wants to get going, I'll be happy to see
you. Did you pay the water bill?
Call a plumber?
I paid the water bill. There we go. Thank you very much, man. Have a little music, too, please. Thank you. All right. We don't know who these are from because they only come in with phone numbers on them, but music was better when ugly people were allowed to sing.
World Wide Web is pronounced quicker than WWW.
That's true.
Whoa.
All right.
That's good. For how much stop, drop, and roll was ingrained in me as a child, I thought I'd catch on fire a lot more than I have.
That's a good point. I'm still hiding under a desk for the nuclear attack. Yeah. All right. This one. If sat is the past tense of sit, then fat should be the past tense of fit.
Wow. They're good out there.
Drinking from a straw is the opposite of snorkeling.
Wow. Many flat earthers are probably using Google Earth.
That's for sure. All right. These are texts that we've got from our listeners for shower thoughts. Pistachios are just land clams.
We eat pizzas from the inside out.
Dude.
Oh, never thought of that.
Right? Unless it's stuffed crust, of course.
Oh, that's a good point. Just up the road and just down the road are the same place.
And this one's great. The most incredible thing about Mr. Rogers is that in 31 years, he never once had to pee so bad when he walked through the door that he didn't have time to take off his shoes and hang up his coat.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
You know, he's got a point, that guy in that AARP commercial.
What did he say?
Every day is a celebratory day of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
Today is deep dish pizza day.
Ah.
All right, yeah, so, and from what I understand, Olive Garden has really taken a jump into this one.
Introducing Olive Garden's new menu item, the Meat Fiesta Spaghetti Head Helmet. This delicious new meat helmet includes steak, chicken, pork, 6 Italian cheeses, and a pound of spaghetti, all fried in a pizza dough helmet around your head. The Meat Fiesta Spaghetti Head Helmet. Don't just eat your food, Eat your way out of your food at Olive Garden.
I'll take two.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.